Cape Talk, the music focus.
All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
I know, like me, you're probably getting goosebumps hearing just that tiny snippet of one of my favorite Simon & Garfunkel songs. And I'm so delighted to hear that a new tribute show is coming to the Theatre on the Bay next month. It actually opens next week already, featuring a multi-talented cast of 8 musicians performing more than 20 of the famous duo's classic hits. The show is called Here's to You, the Simon & Garfunkel Songbook. It's still busy playing in Johannesburg, so we couldn't get the cast in studio, but I am delighted to have one of them joining me on the line this afternoon, and it's a name I think you may well recognize because Josh Ansley was a runner-up of The Voice SA not so long ago. Josh, it's great to have you with us on the show this afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
I mean, it's a massive, massive songbook we're talking about here with a huge number of hits. How did your musical director begin the process of choosing what to leave out and what to put into the show?
Yeah, it's they really do have an incredible plethora of amazing, amazing songs. So, yeah, we have had a couple of people saying, oh, you should have done this song. But most of our audience have been really, really delighted with the song choices. And, I think this show just kind of, it's just such a soothing experience, I think.
A soothing experience, and, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've had a lot of audience members telling us how, you know, happy that the show made them feel, and it kind of just takes you back a bit, I think, you know.
Yeah. Okay, tell us a little bit more about how you structure the show from a sort of a storytelling perspective, because it's not just a concert playing covers of Simon & Garfunkel tunes. The story, it must surely include the story of their very fraught relationship within the band.
So the focus of the show was not to have sort of like a history lesson. At one stage there was a script and characters and what have you, and they did away with that. And the whole idea of the show is just to let the music speak for itself, okay. Really. There are a few little facts and anecdotes that we throw out about the duo, but okay. For the most part, really, we just let the music do the talking.
And I mean, it's music that is wrapped up with so much nostalgia and, as you say, and hopefulness. And there's so many huge hits. I don't want to ask you to give us the whole song list, Josh, but can you just give us a couple of examples of the numbers you'll hear if you come and see the show?
Yeah, well, some of the ones that I think everybody, well, most people will recognize is like Mrs. Robinson, The Boxer, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Sounds of Silence. Mm.
Okay, are there any Paul Simon solo numbers in there, or is it all strictly Simon & Garfunkel duets?
We actually have quite a few Simon solos. Okay. We got a nice little medley from his Graceland album.
Fantastic.
Of course, there's like just such great songs in that album. Some of his earlier stuff as well. Like Kathy's Song. And,
that's my absolute all-time favorite.
Really?
I'm delighted to hear that. I'm definitely coming to see the show, Josh, on that alone. Kathy's Song is hands down my favorite Simon & Garfunkel number. Somebody's SMS'd saying, I hope the cast members get along better than the band members did. You're a cast of 8. Tell us a little bit more about the other performers.
We definitely get along better than they did. It's a great cast. 8 performers altogether, 4 girls, 4 boys. We play different instruments, and everybody sings. It's a nice, fun, dynamic show. A friend of mine who I've been telling about who I told about the show ages ago, eventually came and saw it, and he couldn't get over how surprised he was at what it was. Because I think as soon as you hear the word, you know, the name Simon & Garfunkel, you think, you know, it's going to be 2 people standing on stage singing songs. Yeah. It's not at all what we're doing. I think in many cases we've stayed true to the original arrangements. Okay. And in some cases we've gone on a complete tangent. And it's very refreshing that way.
Okay, can't wait to come and see it at the Theatre on the Bay. Now, you open on Wednesday, the 31st of July. The run is until the 17th of August, with performances Tuesday to Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets are through CompuTicket. The price ranges from 150 to 300 rand a head. Josh, I know you guys have been really well received in Joburg. Final question is, how much are you looking forward to bringing the show to Cape Town?
The whole cast is so excited to come to Cape Town. We are so stoked. We can't wait to do the show there. I can't wait to see you guys all there.
Okay, I'll be the person in the front row singing along with Kathy's song. Josh Ansley, thanks for chatting to us. A cast member of the show, which is called Here's to You, the Simon & Garfunkel songbook, playing at the Theatre on the Bay from the 31st of July until the 17th of August.
My winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me, bleeding me, going home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
So, of course, you will hear that song in the show. The Boxer is off Simon & Garfunkel's fifth studio album, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, which came out in 1970. Somebody asking me to repeat the name of my favorite, Kathy's song. It's a song that's 10 years older than I am. I first heard it, I think, at the age of about 7 or 8, and I've loved it ever since. That's off the album The Sounds of Silence from 1966.